It's the SVI Radio Network. I'm David Kuzier, and joined now over the phone with Caitlin Peterson. She's actually our very first contestant officially locked in for the 2020 Fall River Propane Swift Idol. Caitlin winning the Swift Idol live concert competition that was held on Friday, May 1st. Caitlin, thanks so much for spending some time with us here tonight.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So, Caitlin, tell us a little bit about yourself. We know you're from Cokeville. We know you can sing really well. But beyond that, maybe just give us a little rundown on who you are.
Well, I am, like you said, from Cokeville, Wyoming. I grew up here. And then I graduated from Cokeville High School in 2018. And then I attended 1 year at Utah State. And now I am attending cosmetology school, which I love. It's great, and I love singing. So, and this has been a great opportunity for me to kind of get back into that, because I was able to do a lot of that during high school and musicals and the show choir. And so this has been a really fun opportunity for me to get back into music and kind of just, you know, do what I love. So.
Well, Caitlin, you know, it's obvious that you've been singing a long time because you're really good at it. What brought you to singing? What are the perks to singing for you?
You know, I just feel like I can kind of let go and just be someone else almost. And so I just can let kind of an outlet for my feelings and everything and how I'm just everything that's inside. And so that's kind of what I grew up on, and because my mom plays the piano, and most of my siblings can sing, so this has been kind of something that we've been able to enjoy together. So
that's awesome. Caitlin Peterson joining us now over the phone. She is the first contestant officially announced for the Fall River Propane Swift Idol 2020. Caitlin, what was that like on Friday night for the Swift Idol live concert that was held? Definitely a different experience, I could imagine. I mean, it's already nerve-wracking to get up on a stage, but it's probably odd as a performer not to have an audience that's sitting in front of you. Maybe walk us through that whole situation on Friday night. What was that like for you when you got onto stage?
Oh, man. Well, when I first got up there, I was kind of grateful that I didn't have an audience all staring at me. But at the same time, I was a little worried too, because I didn't know what I was going to sound like online, you know. And because I think on recording, sometimes you have a tendency to sound a little bit more flat. And so I was just really worried about that. But, you know, not having an audience, I just tried to work with what I had, and I had, you know, my parents there supporting me. So I was just trying to sing to them and just trying to be in the moment, I guess, with my song and not really worry about what was around me. But
now you sang a Lady Gaga song, which is kind of a difficult one in the sense of, as you mentioned, kind of some tricky parts in there, but you were able to nail it. Talk about that. What was your decision-making process like with choosing a Lady Gaga song?
You know, I had heard the soundtrack from A Star Is Born, the remake that just came out, and Lady Gaga just did a great job, I feel like, with all of those songs. And I was just looking for a song that had a lot of emotion, because, you know, I think songs through music, you can bring a lot of emotion and kind of relate to people and connect to people. And so that's kind of what I wanted to do, and just bring a song that I could connect with people on. And so that was my main goal, but that's kind of how I came about finding that song.
Well, and Caitlin, a big audience was tuning in Friday night, had over 26,000 views as of Tuesday. So a big audience, and obviously you were the one selected for that. Congratulations to you on that. And now looking forward, there's a $10,000 prize that's up for grabs this summer at the Fall River Propane Swift Idol. What is that like for you to know that you're going to be competing in that kind of an arena and that kind of a realm for that much money?
Definitely intimidating. Honestly, I really wasn't expecting to win it. And so I just wanted to go in and kind of redeem myself, because I was pretty bummed when I didn't get in, when I auditioned last year for the Fall Swift Idol and I didn't make it. So I just wanted to kind of redeem myself. And so when they announced my name as the winner, I was like, oh shoot, what did I get myself into? Cause I know the competition that they had last year and they were amazing. And so I was like, you know, I'm really going to have to step it up and work really hard this summer to, you know, make sure that I don't get stomped on when I'm out performing. So, well, I'll do my best and just hope that what I bring to the table is enough.
Well, Caitlin, we're excited for you and glad that you are in the competition. Best of luck to you. What are your plans now? You mentioned you're going to get yourself geared up. What are you, do you have a game plan yet? How are you going to get ready for this, this big event?
Well, I'm in the process right now of trying to find some songs that I can sing. And then, you know, just practice all summer long. I haven't ever had any voice training. And so I'm hoping that maybe I can get in a little bit of that, and just try to better myself and just as a singer and then also for this fall. So I'm excited. I think I'll have a lot of growth that can happen throughout this summer, and it'll be good.
Well, congratulations once again to you, Caitlin. It's Caitlin Peterson. She is the winner of the Swift Idol Live presented by Randy Thompson Insurance and Financial Services that was held back this last Friday on May 1st. She's the first official contestant, and we're excited for her to be part of Fall River Propane Swift Idol. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
It's the SVI Radio Network.